Chapter 10 Rampage. Elza's face kept swimming out of darkness into focus, then I would fade back to Tel Aviv, reliving the worst time of my life in every dreadful detail. It seemed like weeks of nightmares, but it was less than a day. I was in my room, surrounded by images from the Louvre. Watteau's Jupiter and Antiope, Regnault's The Three Graces, Corot's Woman with a Pearl, and Géricault's terrible The Raft of the Medusa. That one persisted, all the dead and dying. Elza had just given me a shot. She was cutting away a tape that bound my left wrist. My right one was sore.
"You'll be all right now?"
"What's the wrists?"
"You were hurting yourself, pulling out hair."
My hand went to my head, almost bald, sore in places.
"Oh, that loose hair in zero gravity, it was a mess. I used the vacuum razor. You were a little bit tranquilized.
I didn't think you wanted to sleep any more, though."
"No, please."
I felt my head. "The razor with the vacuum attachment?
It looks nice, evened up."
"Was everybody—"
"No.
Other people can't have been affected as strongly as I was."
"Nobody. Well, you can't tell about Moonboy, but nobody else passed out. It could be your age."
She caressed my head.
"Spy supposedly didn't know what caused it, but it wasn't just a human thing. Both the Martians were uncomfortable."
I took a squeeze from her water bottle.
"Memories."
I felt trapped inside memories.
"You've had some sad ones. Worse than the rest of us."
"Not sadness." I had to be honest with her, of all people. "It was guilt. Murder."
She was quiet for a moment. "You mustn't feel guilt for being a soldier. We've gone over that pretty well."
"Not that. Long after that, I never told you." I hesitated, aware that the drugs were loosening my tongue. Then it came out in a rush. It was right after Gehenna, right after I found my mother dead. I raced back into Tel Aviv, putting a list together in my mind. My working group 7 had been formed in response to a persistent rumor that a large-scale act of terrorism was imminent, one that couldn't be traced to a single political or geographical entity, because it was not centralized at all. We had a couple of chemically-induced confessions that indicated the group was large but divided into small independent cells. Anti-Semitism doesn't have borders, and in fact, some of the people we were looking at were Jews themselves, with strong opposition to the current power structure. Current, at that time, liberal. I privately suspected that 2 or even 3 of the people in my office were moles, making sure that we were distracted by false leads. The one woman in whom I had confided this was the first person I saw die. A few minutes after, we heard the bombs that were the second phase of the poisoning. As I raced down alleys and bumped across playgrounds and parks, none of the regular roads were passable. I was making a list of people I had to talk to that day, because anyone who was not stunned that day was guilty, ipso facto. And there were so many dead bodies lying around that a few more would not raise any suspicions. She was behind me, rubbing my shoulders.
"How many, Namir?"
11 that day. I tracked them down one by one, along with 7 or 8 I looked at and spared.
"You just shot them in cold blood?"
"No. Bullets would look suspicious. I got them alone and strangled them. Then they looked pretty much like all the other corpses."
"They were more than those 11? Other days?"
6 had flown out that morning, including 3 from my office. To London, Cairo, and New York. In London and Cairo, I used my hands. The ones in New York I did shoot with a pickup gun I'd had for years, then tossed it in the Hudson.
"Like the .357 in the shoebox at home?"
"Yeah, behind the drywall."
"You are such a snoop." "It's in the job description."
Holding onto my shoulder, she floated around in front of me.
"Cold-blooded murder isn't."
"My blood was not cold that day, those days."
"Do you still think they were guilty?"
"I think now that 2, at least, were not. But since we have never been able to pin down the organization responsible, I can't ever know for sure.
I closed my eyes.
I shouldn't have told you, burdened you with it. I've never told anyone before.
Not even Dustin?
No. He knows I've done some wet work that was not formally sanctioned. He doesn't know how many. Or the fact that I was on a rampage.
I won't tell him. Or anyone. They killed your mother and 4 million others.
Including the 17 they killed using you as an intermediary.
That's about the way I rationalize it.
But it is a rationalization. Deep down, I know I've committed the one sin that can't be reversed or forgiven.
God would forgive you, if there were a God.
I smiled at her. Yeah, that's a problem. She held me to her softness for a warm moment, her cheek against mine.
There's another problem, she whispered. We seem to be at the wrong planet.
Wrong what?
Show you.
She pushed away from me gently and floated down to the bed as I rose to the ceiling. She pushed a couple of buttons on the wall there, and the paintings faded, replaced by a huge dun circle, a planet that resembled Mars. Clear atmosphere, a wisp of cloud here and there, no obvious craters, though. I wasn't sure what that meant scientifically. Weathering, I supposed. We aren't at Wolf 25?
We are, apparently, just not at the planet of the others. Another one in the same system, much closer in.
Why?
Spy said we're going down tomorrow.
Until then, we're free to speculate.